This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Give us the power to move, and the others to come. God is not the best of us. It makes no sense for any of us to find fault with the rest of us. We can do better, better than we do for sure. Oh, 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 oh. We are stronger, stronger than we think we know. Hey, hey. We are better, better than they think we are. It doesn't matter, 'cause we already reached this far. Oh, yeah.
Reggae track there from St. Kitts. That was Courage to Change by Masoud Siddiqui from his very last record in 2010 called Keep It Down to Earth. And yeah, very well-known musician in St. Kitts and Nevis. Tragically passed away at the age of 37 just in 2012. And in 2011, he was named the St. Kitts Nevis Observer's Person of the Year, according to that publication. So yeah, very big shock for the music community down there. And it was apparently a suicide, but very, very strange, since his public life was very, seemed like a very positive person, and his music is, of course, very uplifting, as you heard in that song, Courage to Change. So that was a big shock for a lot of people in that community. Before that, you heard the Nevis Pen Ensemble, and a live recording there featuring about, looks like, judging by the video, about 8 musicians playing the steel pan drums, beautiful sounds, and the rhythm section backing them up. And yeah, this is music of St. Kitts and Nevis, the newest nation in all of the Americas, just formed in 1983. In 1998, there was a brief movement by St. Nevis to separate from St. Kitts because they felt that the government wasn't really giving them enough attention politically. Basse-Terre is the capital, and that's in St. Kitts. So there was a vote, a referendum, much like the referendum here in Canada to separate, well, for Quebec to separate from Canada, but they needed 2/3 majority for St. Nevis to separate, which would make the smallest nation in the Americas the 2 smallest nations in the Americas by far. But yeah, now the countries are still as one and seemingly will stay together. I got one last track from St. Kitts. This is a hip-hop artist, kind of hip-hop R&B singer, goes by the name Infamous, and he's backed up by another MC on this track, another St. Kittitian, who goes by Blalicup. and this is called World on My Shoulder. So, yeah, one last track here from the beautiful Caribbean islands of St. Kitts and Nevis. Thank you, Nevisians and Kittitians, for your great music for a nation of only 50,000 people. Yeah, that's a serious, potent amount of music. So, yeah, one last track, and then we're going to play a couple more songs before the end of Wandering Rhythms. So here is World on My Shoulders, Infamous and Blalicup.
Good morning, mind's bad but nice to meet ya. I'm pausing just to take the time to remember hard times of hunger, meaning I can't sleep, my stomach growl as I slumber. Plus I work hard, I wish my checks had more numbers. I see Lima selling grades, but who am I to judge him? Why should I start grudging? Why should I start pushing? Then again, it got me thinking, why should I not? Hitchhiking late at night, thinking, why should they stop? Reminiscing about my boy doing life on the block, born on the first in the last position. Lord knows it hurts making hard decisions. Last night in church asking God for blessings. My future looking dim but I have a vision. I got one life to live, wish I had a second. I take less than I give, I was taught a lesson. See young men growing old just because they're stressing. Glorifying cars and dressing, trying to make a strong impression. So my mind is in a state of calm aggression. Living in a world that's sick and the rules are, to show love means you're weak, so is you hard. My burden's heavy, journey's steep, man, I think it's too far.
Feels like the world is on my shoulders. Now I'm getting older. Feels like the walls are closing in. And I'm going under. Is it me?
show, classic Mexicano singer-songwriter, Mexicana, sorry. Mi Abuelo was the track. Before that, you heard Dirty Grace out of Victoria, right here on Vancouver Island. And the track was The Drink from their 2012 record Snow Into Fire. They are self-described as a beatboxing heart folk act, a trio. And this is the end of Wandering Rhythms. Thank you for sharing your ears and journeying with me through the sounds of the planet. Thank you for joining on the trip to St. Kitts and Nevis. That was a nice journey, wasn't it? Especially in the cold, damp weather here. Yes, much love to all the people out there. I'm going to end with one last track from Brazil from 1973. Little, very beautiful pop act here called Os Tincoas, named after a bird from Bahia in Brazil. And this is a track called Promessa ao Gantuas. So, yes, much love to all the humans on the planet and elsewhere. This is Nick Legacy signing out. Till the next time.
Brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Poi ti tiro su. This is Bird Note. I'm Ade Ben Salahuddin, an evolutionary biologist in training. It was about 8 a.m. when I stepped off the bus from my overnight summer job, nearly home and ready to sleep. But a sound made me realize I had one more thing to do. A young American robin, still stuck in the chain-link fence where I'd seen it 14 hours earlier. I don't normally intervene, but I'd told myself that if the bird was still there in the morning, I'd try to help. Donning gloves, I tried to gently pull the fledgling out, careful to not injure its wings. After a few attempts, the bird still wouldn't budge. As I paused to reassess, an older black lady approached from up the street. Understanding the problem, she whipped out a purple handkerchief and in 30 seconds dislodged the robin and passed it to me. The woman explained how she grew up in the rural South and had always wanted to become a veterinarian, but was dissuaded by her family before life took over. She said how happy she was to see me out there, and as the bird flew away with its mother, she remarked in awe, "God wanted us to meet this morning." I left with two things when we parted ways: a fond memory and that purple handkerchief, a torch passed from a generation of black naturalists who never got their chance. This week is Blackbirders Week. To learn how to participate, follow the hashtag Blackbirders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org.
Hi, I'm Brian.